college radio at its finest. Exactly, you're now tuned into Incident Radio. Now with a touch of hardcore. Oh, yes. Another week. We're back at it again, CITR. Take it easy. Today on the show, I have Derek, the Batman. Derek used to be a regular, and he got a job. And then he sneezed. So he has been on for a minute, but now he's back, and I'm very happy about it. Derek, what's going on? Just living. If you guys don't know, Derek is one of the people who runs Leisure Collective.
Leisure.com.
WeAreLeisure.com. Remember the good old days when it was Leisure?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they switched it up.
I still send emails to that.
Really?
URL sometimes.
Whoever's like the domain owner right now is like, hell is this guy?
No one owns leisureleisure.com.
I own it.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting on it.
He's snaking my domain.
Exactly. My domain, so. All your domains I've snaked so far. Oh, man. What have you been up to?
I'm just staring at a copy of Exclaim magazine right now.
There might be a really good review of New Forms in it.
Yeah, Alan Ranta.
Really killing the review game.
A man of too many words.
Alan shoes in the dryer Ranta.
Oh man,
I should shut up.
On the real, that guy, he's a terrible writer.
You don't talk that way, you might never get booked to play the Cobalt. Oh man, Derek, you were at New Forms on Friday, which was really great.
Yeah.
Actually, why don't we just, let's do a recap, because I talked about it a lot about it last week, so let's just see how we feel. The Thursday night, Jeff Mills.
Star People. World premiere.
I've been calling it Earth People because, I don't know, it's Star...
like the dance track.
Yeah, like the dance track Earth People. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It was just, he played that for 3 hours straight.
Yeah. Pal Joey tribute set.
Yeah, I was in the background.
My CDG, or CDJ's 2999.
Just playing it.
Earth People dance.
And that's my party. I'd go to that in a heartbeat. How was the Jeff Mills thing?
That was good. It was definitely like a bucket list thing where it was like, all right, gotta see Jeff Mills.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like the world unveiling of a new project, and like visually it wasn't as insane as I wanted it to be, but
mm-hmm.
it was definitely Jeff Mills DJing.
Yeah.
You know, unmistakably good.
Exactly. You can't really lose seeing Jeff Mills DJ.
Yeah.
Because from the write up, I wasn't able to make it out that night, but from the write up, it was like an experience, and like I thought it was just going to be like a thing where you sit down and like you take it all in.
Yeah, I was actually under that impression as well, but...
But either way, you got...
And then I found out he had 2 999s, and I was like, well, there's nothing like...
Yeah.
Nothing chill about having 2 999s.
No, nothing at all. And like, what, 5 CDJs?
Yeah.
He has a spaceship. That's basically a spaceship.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's insane. I don't even know how you'd connect 5 CDJs.
A spaceship. Two mixers.
Yeah, 2 mixers. There's like... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So yeah, that sounded really, really awesome, and I guess getting to see Jeff Mills play is like some next shit, essentially.
Yeah, totally. It doesn't happen in Vancouver very often.
Or ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever... I'm sure it's happened before, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We would have to ask an old person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's any old people out there listening, feel free to call in and tell us about Jeff Mills playing in Vancouver.
Yeah, or if there's any psychics, let us know if he's going to play in Vancouver again. and then the Friday night was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Lee Gamble.
My highlights were Doppler Effect, Lee Gamble, Anthony Naples, and the Pender Street Steppers.
Yeah, I'm really bummed I had to miss the Pender Street Steppers set because I was like really amped for that.
Yeah, and apparently that's the first time and the last time they'll ever play live. So.
What do you mean the first time and the last time? They're not just not doing it?
Yeah, I just don't think they... They're really into the live stuff as much as they thought they were going to be.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
But the set went really well from what I heard.
Definitely, it was amazing.
I guess they just sometimes don't have to do some things. Anthony Naples was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
You said he was playing, you said one of his turntables broke.
Yeah, apparently there was some tech issues.
That's crazy.
But,
I mean, like, all things considered, like, one of his turntables broke, he played a pretty decent set.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of playing with him the next night at Rufflandia Festival in Victoria.
Oh yeah, no turntables broke that night?
Actually, at the start of my set, a turntable really broke. But that was okay, that was dealt with promptly. Shouts out to the Subdivision guys for throwing a great party.
Yeah, those guys are solid.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
really solid. On the Saturday, I saw... Who did I see? Oh yeah, Kesa Moss. That was, like, one of the best live sets I've seen ever. Definitely, like, way, way, way up there. He had, like, not a ton of gear. He worked the tape delay. It wasn't, like... I know live sets can get really monotonous, but he kept it moving. He really kept it moving, which is pretty sweet.
Perfect. I wish I was there.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what everyone was saying, that, like...
Everybody was glowing.
Yeah. And then the Delroy Edwards thing, I mean, a lot of people said different things about it. I don't know. I wish there was more fluidity. That's all I'll say.
He's a controversial figure.
Yeah, I guess being an LA club music producer.
Yeah.
The mix he did for New Forms is cool.
Yeah, totally. I went to a Q&A session on Friday with Lee Gamble and asked him a little bit about because in the New Form mix there's a track with Delroy Edwards and Lee Gamble together, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
and apparently there's a whole 4-track EP coming out of, like, their collaborations.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, be sure to listen to the RA exchange he did, or Andrew Rice did with him while he was here.
I hope that comes out.
Yeah, it comes out in, like, I think probably, like, the next couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, Andrew said that the noise levels were really crazy, so he didn't know what was going to happen with it.
Ah.
But if they solved it, they solved it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they ran it through a filter.
Yeah,
maybe. Just ran it through a tape delay. Everything's fine.
It's supposed to sound like that.
Yeah, this...
He makes Outsider House, or whatever you want to call it.
And that's how Andrew interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And then the Sunday, Daniel Wang played with...
With Hashman DJ.
With Hashman DJ. I was going to say his government name. Good thing I didn't reveal who Hashman DJ was.
Shouts out to Hashman DJ.
Houseman.
Houseman DJ?
Houseman DJ.
Houseman, yeah.
I like that.
Because he plays hash music.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Makes tons of sense. Yeah, apparently the Daniel Wang thing was really, really good too.
Yeah, Daniel Wang was great. He's got a... I was halfway through the new episode of Breaking Bad, and, you know, very deep into my into my home zone, and then I realized that I was being a total prick by not going to see Daniel Wang for free at Open Studios.
And it's, like, so close to your house.
Yeah, and I got there, and, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it sounds so good. Cool. I think that amply wraps up New Forms.
Yep.
Yeah, New Forms is officially over now that we did this. Just fold it up and throw it out.
See you next year.
Yeah. Derek, you want to play some tunes?
We.
All right, cool. Derek's going to be in the mix.
You're waiting too long, don't let love pass you by. Love will pass you by. Thank you.
Derek, you got me feeling really soulful right now.
It's good. It's a good way to feel.
It's good vibes. That was really great. Hopefully you don't have to work on Tuesdays more. Yeah. Hopefully you make less money so you can be on the show more often. Yeah.
Sure thing.
Straight up. No, that was a really great sesh, and I didn't have to play any commercials, so you got an entire hour.
Real nice.
Yeah, that's good. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That was Inside Out Radio for another week. Derek, thank you for coming on.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And I'll leave it at that. Tune in next week, 8 to 9 Tuesdays. And keep a log for Crimes and Treasons, because they'll be playing some stuff. Till next week. Watch out.